Welcome back. We'll start, I think, with a little bubblegum. Donald Trump and the six-pointed star. Speaking of that controversy, let's just welcome back to the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Thursday, July 7th already, 2016. And I intend to get to perhaps some comfort in this trying season in American history. It's very troubling. It's very trying. If you listen to certain circles, one of the interesting little things that I'll mention real quick, briefly, you look at books like How to Protect Your Life Savings from Hyperinflation and Depression by John T. Reed. And he is an author of a number of how-to books, dozens actually. I think more than three dozen at this point. He has several blogs and he's written on a variety of subjects, but he's has a conventional education, Harvard MBA, but West Point graduate, Vietnam veteran, and self-proclaimed home office-based sole proprietor, but very very well-read, very intellectual, and studied in the subject matter that he writes about. But his book, Hyperinflation, How to Protect Your Life Savings from Hyperinflation and Depression, is interesting. His second edition is a reworking of the subject matter, but he mentions in the reworking a book that was very, he called it especially instructive. He said, a big factor in my changed views on foreign currency and some other aspects of hyperinflation resulted from my reading five old books that had been translated from German and watching one old German silent film starring Greta Garbo about Austrian hyperinflation in the early 1920s and filmed in 1925. Especially instructive was The Diary of Anna Eisenmenger, a doctor's wife living in Vienna in the 1914 to 1924 period. This is, of course, World War I. He says, you can't buy that book. You have to track it down through interlibrary loan, which I did. And his words on the subject matter, I can't believe it has never been made into a movie or miniseries. It had me in tears several times, and it scared the you-know-what out of me. I thought hyperinflation was awful. It's far worse than I thought. Four of Eisenmenger's family members died violently or from hyperinflation-induced illness during the period of the diary, 1914 to 1924. It ends with her in the hospital saying, essentially, I give up. I'd rather be dead. And that was after the hyperinflation ended. So we've talked about hyperinflation and depression on this broadcast. I think it's interesting that what happened, particularly as a result of the Lehman collapse, was referred to as the Great Recession, which is disingenuous and misleading, to say the least. Hyperinflation is something that has been forestalled in America. I think that that clip that we play of Jim Rickards on what was it, MSNBC back in 2009, I want to say. Yeah, September 27, 2009, Jim Rickards was on MSNBC, I believe. And he discussed, you can still find that video. I should throw that one in the chat area. Dollar decline, special drawing rights, SDRs, and IMF as World Bank. Jim Rickards, at the time he was a forensic economist at Omnis. And so what is a forensic economist and what is Omnis? Well, yeah. Omnis. Is headquartered in Virginia. Is it Langley or I want to say Langley. I forget where. Anyway. McLean, that's right. Omnis Incorporated, headquartered in McLean, Virginia, if that tells you anything. In it. So what's a forensic economist who provides market intelligence? You look at the Wikipedia entry for Omnis. It's Omnis Inc. is a technical and scientific consulting and training firm. It has a concentration in market intelligence and the emerging field of threat finance. Threat finance, the emerging field of threat finance. Think about that language for a second. It was founded in 2004, has clients in government, academia, and private industry. The company is located in McLean, Virginia. Huh. McLean, Virginia. What is in and around McLean, Virginia? So Omnis is a global consulting firm with a concentration in the physical sciences, engineering, aerospace, defense, intelligence, and finance. And the point is, this talk, you know, Jim Rickards, a forensic economist, again, you know, do the math real quick, 1 + 1 = not far removed from the intelligence community, obviously. That short interview, 6.5 minutes on MSNBC back in September of 2009, that you can still find, like I said, it's only been viewed 9,000 times. But what he said was exactly what we have seen unfolding. Basically what he said then was, you know, over the next 15 or 20 years, you can expect to see a depreciation of the dollar through inflation to cut in half essentially the unfunded liabilities that we have on the books right now, or at that time, to be able to meet those demands. And that's what we've been seeing happen. But that's a little aside. So the subject of hyperinflation, I don't want to get too far off on that, but it's interesting. You know, you read John T. Reed's words about Anna Eisenmenger's book, which you can find, by the way, if you search The Diary of Anna Eisenmenger. It's on the Internet Archive. You can find it. It's titled Blockade, the diary of an Austrian middle-class woman. And is actually for sale on Amazon as well. Blockade, the Diary of an Austrian Middle-Class Woman, 1914 to 1924. It's 98 pages. It's very brief. But it is it's very provocative. And I think I would summarize you know, she calls women everywhere, women of all nations, gather together all your powers of resistance and set yourselves unitedly against all war. Implant in the hearts of the children entrusted to your care the same hatred and loathing of war as of all the human society terms crime. And she says, remember that neither the victors, or she wrote, remember that neither to the victors nor to the vanquished can medals for valor, monuments to heroes, or pensions for the disabled offer the smallest compensation for the endless floods of tears and unspeakable suffering shed and endured by millions of women. This is a woman who lived through the unspeakable atrocities of war and hyperinflation. These words, though, I think are particularly poignant from her diaries. Let the unreflecting remember that every advantage reaped on the field of battle contains within itself the seed of new conflicts. And I think every article that's written about foreign policy or any kind of military stratagem as far as combating terrorism is concerned should begin or should be based on that premise. Let the unreflecting remember that every advantage reaped on the field of battle contains within itself the seed of new conflicts. That's precisely what's been said, and that keeps coming true over and over for decades now. Again, you know, coming forward from Jonathan Quitney's book Endless Enemies, to that clip we play of Gary Webb citing Jonathan Quitney's book Endless Enemies back in 1998 on C-SPAN's Washington Journal, to all of the voices that have been outspoken on this subject matter. You know, Jeremy Scahill saying the same thing on Democracy Now. So many leading voices essentially saying that, you know, one of the most poignant, I think, articles on the subject is Robin Cook's article the day after the London 7/7 attacks. His article titled "The Struggle Against Terrorism Cannot Be Won by Military Means," and I think he said it exceptionally well. The danger now is that the West's current response to the terrorist threat compounds the original error, so long as the struggle against terrorism is conceived as a war that can be won by military means, it is doomed to fail. The more the West emphasizes confrontation, the more it silences moderate voices in the Muslim world who want to speak up for cooperation. And I would say the more it conscripts moderate voices to the terrorism it seeks to thwart or combat, which is obviously ironic. Or is it? Is it ironic or is it intentional? Ironically intentional, intentionally ironic, which would seem to call to mind Thoreau's words from Walden, speaking in the context of the money powers, but it would certainly apply to other things like foreign policy here in this case. Anyway, let's kind of get back on topic here, and maybe we'll come back to that in a second. So let's get back on topic real quick, and let's play Donald Trump talking about the six-pointed star and the anti-Semitic controversy. Go ahead, please.
So they took this star. Could have been a star for anything. To me, it was just a star. But when I really looked, it looked like a sheriff's star. But CNN started this dialogue going, it's the Star of David. And because it's the Star of David, Donald Trump has racist tendencies. These people are sick, folks. I'm telling you, they're sick. So actually, they're racially profiling. They're profiling, not us. Because why are they bringing this up? Why do they bring it up?
that obviously, you know, not getting to the heart of the issue. Again, speaking of Walden's or Thoreau's words in Walden, you know, those that quote, there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. Interesting, not quite getting to the root. But, you know, speaking of that, just to touch on that for a second, we'll get back to Donald Trump and his this controversy. Robin Cook's message, you know, and this, it's interesting that the contrast, the folks who say you cannot win the war on terror is ill-conceived. As Robin Cook put it, the danger now is the West's current response to the terrorist threat compounds that original error. The original error being the CIA creating, arming, training, equipping, and funding by the Saudis, et cetera, the Afghan Mujahideen, who were not predominantly Afghani, by the way, as Noam Chomsky has pointed out and others, to continue with the violence will only beget more. As everyone that with any sense has clearly pointed out and has continued to be the case for decades now, it's only getting worse. The proliferation of violence results in the proliferation of violence. And as Noam Chomsky has said, as I pointed out earlier, since back in 2001, the United States is perhaps the greatest offender when it comes to the subject matter. So it's ironic, perhaps, you know, reflecting on Thoreau's words from Walden, there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. And he went on to, he wrote further, and it may be that he who bestows the largest amount of time and money on the needy is doing the most by his mode of life to produce that misery, which he strives in vain to relieve. It is the pious slave breeder devoting the proceeds of every tenth slave to buy a Sunday's liberty for the rest. Some show their kindness to the poor by employing them in their kitchens. Would they not be kinder if they employed themselves there? You boast of spending a tenth part of your income in charity. Maybe you should spend the nine-tenths so and done with it. Society recovers only a tenth part of the property then. Is this owing to the generosity of him who in whose possession it is found or to the remissness of the officers of justice? Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps. Ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Just crazy stuff. So, Donald Trump, the anti-Semitism issue, we played that clip in the last segment. Interesting, this controversy. Again, you know, closet fascists, people don't understand. And I keep mentioning Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10 in particular, Why the Worst Get on Top. And really, I mean no disrespect or offense to Mr. Trump. I really don't. But I don't think he understands how dangerous his position is. Maybe he does. I hope he doesn't. I think he's an accidental closet fascist. An interesting article along those lines might be Haider al-Shakiri's article over at the Guardian titled "Trump is Wrong About Saddam Hussein, Take It from an Iraqi," and that's with regard to his remarks about Saddam Hussein on Tuesday. And Haider al-Shakiri wrote, "If Iraq seemed better under Saddam, it's because he instilled terror in his people. He made them afraid to whisper a word against him." And so Donald Trump well, let's just hear it from him in his own words. Let's do this. We're kind of getting out of order here, but and again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Kind of jumping around the concerns and I had intended to give you some consolation. I haven't gotten to that and we're running out of time, but Here's Donald Trump in his own words regarding the subject of Saddam Hussein and, you know, that remark, Iraq is Harvard for terrorism. Go ahead, please.
Bad guy, right? He was a bad guy, really bad guy. But you know what he did well? He killed terrorists. He did that so good. They didn't read him the rights. They didn't talk. They were a terrorist. It was over. Today, Iraq is Harvard for terrorism. You want to be a terrorist, you go to Iraq. It's like Harvard. Okay? So sad. So sad. Okay? So sad. And we're going to take care of it, folks. We have no choice. We have no choice. It was when they cut off the heads initially. We were all amazed. I think they overplayed their hand. And if they didn't, then we are all fools, because we cannot let them get away with what they're doing right now, terrorizing the world.
So that was Trump in his own words, obviously, regarding Saddam Hussein. It's interesting, again, to reflect on Haider al-Shakiri's words in his article, Guardian article, published yesterday. Trump is wrong about Saddam Hussein. Take it from an Iraqi. And he has valid point. It's interesting. You know, he wrote, as an Iraqi, I learned about the values on which the United States of America was built during an exchange semester in the U.S. I admired those values and respected Americans for believing in them. This is an Iraqi writing himself, or, you know, an Iraqi writing for himself. But Donald Trump contradicts some of those very principles, he wrote. In a speech on Tuesday, I heard him praise the way Saddam killed terrorists, quote unquote, without reading them rights or even letting them talk. This is not the American system that I was taught, nor these the values I respected. And so it's interesting. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Foodforliberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase 2 family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy 2 family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast already this Thursday, July 7th, 2016. So let's just kind of bring this Donald Trump controversy to a point real quick. First, Donald's remarks in reflection of Tuesday's remarks and the media spin on that. So here's that. You heard Donald talking about how Iraq today is Harvard for terrorism. So here are his remarks on the media's spin of that. Go ahead, please.
Bad guy, really bad guy, but he was good at one thing. He killed terrorists. Next day, Donald Trump loves Saddam Hussein. I don't love Saddam Hussein. I hate Saddam Hussein. But he was damn good at killing terrorists. And now terrorists, the people that want to be terrorists, they go into Iraq. And I said last night, it's the Harvard University. It's the Harvard of terrorism. That's where you want to learn how to be a terrorist. You go into Iraq.
And she's still.
Newt has been my friend for a long time. And I'm not saying anything, and I'm not telling even Newt anything, but I can tell you, in one form or another, Newt Gingrich is going to be involved with our government. That I can tell you. Okay?
Okay, so a few things on that note. Yeah. Yeah, we gotta play that clip anyway. So, gosh, you know, that's a lot of stuff. We'll kind of squish it down. So, Donald Trump says that about Saddam. Then you have the article that I mentioned in the last segment by Haider al-Shaakiri. The title of his article, Trump is Wrong About Saddam Hussein, Take It From an Iraqi. And he's writing about these American values that he respected and believed in. Donald Trump is contradicting those, he says. He wrote, it is true that Saddam killed many people. Saddam killed men and women. I think more appropriately we say had them killed, because I don't think that these folks we're talking about he killed with his own hand. Essentially, he was responsible for their killing. But kids and minorities and many others who stood up to him, most of them were not terrorists, though hundreds of thousands of lives have been wasted under his leadership and dictatorship. Iraq, in his opinion, might have looked better during his time. In Donald Trump's opinion, I think he's saying might have looked better in Saddam's time. But Iraqis back then suffered greatly. But here's the point. He wrote, Saddam led Iraq into long wars lasting several years, during which Iraqis had to fight for what he believed in. He committed genocides against his people, and eventually Iraq had up to 250 mass graves spread around in the country. Saddam went after anyone who opposed him. He didn't care about violating basic human rights or democracy, et cetera, et cetera. So you have Donald Trump saying what he says on one side. You have Haider al-Shaakiri saying what he's saying on the other side. But the real bottom line here is the old Swahili proverb, when elephants fight, the grass gets hurt. There is this pushing and shoving, and the grass gets hurt. In the meantime, it's really this is all good theater. We need to recognize that Saddam Hussein, like all good dictators, is a CIA asset, and the CIA is still world-class, masterful at these clandestine, covert regime change operations. And that's really the bottom line. So the elephants tussle and the grass gets hurt. Doesn't matter what commentary you read, what side of the issue you fall on, the grass or the people get hurt. This calls to mind the words from Pike's allegedly spurious letter. We see this response to terrorism escalating continually, and as a result, more violence, which is met with, you know, we're fighting fire with fire. All we're doing is burning the globe. Those words from Albert Pike's allegedly spurious letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, founder of the mob, regarding the Third World War, how it will be fomented. When he wrote, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Then, everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. It is a contrived proxy war of global proportions, of biblical proportions, you might say. And really, that's kind of the bottom line. And as far as Newt Gingrich is concerned, that's interesting. Again, it's WWF when Donald Trump speaks. It's good theater. As far as Newt Gingrich is concerned, remember, Alvin Toffler passed away recently, June 27th, and Gingrich is a big fan of Toffler's and was a protege of sorts, you might say. So if you're not familiar with that discussion, maybe look up the YouTube video, Newt Gingrich, The Third Wave, and see if you know how you feel about that. Donald Trump saying that Newt Gingrich will be involved in our government, and Toffler was an advocate for world government ruled by technocratic elites, and the third wave lays out a society similar to Huxley's Brave New World, but sprinkled with some Republican lingo, which of course is designed in Bernaysian fashion to appeal to the masses generally. And there's more, but that's a good kind of primer on the subject. Newt Gingrich, The Third Wave, Toffler's is the title of an upload that you can find on YouTube. That was uploaded back in 2012. Watch that. Then decide for yourself what you think about Newt Gingrich's involvement as a kind of Tofflerite, you know, these folks that are the influencers that Bernays talked about in his book Propaganda. Anyway, there's much more. We still haven't played that clip of director Brennan, DCI Brennan, talking about chemtrails essentially. We still haven't played Paul Ryan on the Kelly Files talking about how Hillary Clinton lives above the law. That's just kind of a fact. And, you know, that's something that maybe we'll come back to, because that's a remark that Noam Chomsky made as well. That people, the working class folks, the middle class is being eviscerated, and the politicians are completely detached from their constituency and becoming more so. There's this growing disparity. And so we have some very troubling aspects brewing that, again, seem to just kind of speak to those words from that allegedly spurious letter. This is what we see happening, and you can see it in the – look at the movies from the 80s and the 90s. Look at the settings of many of the movies. Mr. Mom is one of those. It's a – you know, it's a satirical look at dad finds himself unemployed, mom goes back to work, or, you know, joins the workforce. And obviously Michael Keaton becomes a stay-at-home dad while Terry Garr goes to work. But the setting is that, you know, what you might call typical suburban family of the time. And where has that setting gone? It's again, it's being eviscerated. Hollywood, in that case, doing its part to, by degrees, undermine and disrupt that model, essentially. But that's a discussion for another moment, perhaps. Anyway, we'll probably come back to that. I think we'll come back to the erosion of the middle class, but I did want to give you some comfort perhaps in time of trouble. If you read Psalm 55, it's David's lament about a relationship that has gone sour, very sour. Give heed to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint. and am surely distracted because the voice of my of the enemy, because of the pressure of the wicked, for they bring down troubles upon me, and in anger they bear a grudge against me. My heart is in anguish within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. So what happened? He laments, for it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide myself from him. But it is you, a man my equal, my companion, and my familiar friend. We who had sweet fellowship together, walked in the house of God in the throng. And so there's some treachery involved, but you read the entire psalm and there is some comfort, and folks point to Psalm 55:22, in particular verse 22, cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. I'll probably come back to that, but if you read the entire psalm, I think it speaks to the kind of Machiavellian intrigue and deception that we experience in America these days. Generally, it's happening everywhere, and it's really, I think, in exactly the fashion that Jesus mentioned in Matthew chapter 10, for example, when he mentioned a man's enemies will be the members of his own household, in Matthew 10:36, quoting Micah 7:6. Anyway, so I think that's America again, kind of bringing those words from Pike's letter to Mazzini into view. This is what we see happening. If you could get that through to people and see, just look at what happened through the course of the 20th century and up to now, doesn't this seem to be what's happening? And we have the evidence from so many things that seem to indicate this is not accidental. You know, the true historical record seems to bear out that this has been done intentionally to corroborate the allegedly spurious letter from Pike to Mazzini. And so then maybe we shouldn't go along with the advocates of violence. Maybe we should hold fast to our traditions, not move the ancient boundaries, not go along with them who are given to change. Anyway, with that, let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it. You know, Chris, I listened to Donald Trump and the Harvard of the Middle East for terrorism. Maybe God is causing him to speak truth. You know, do they go to Harvard to learn how to lie to the American people to commit acts of terror against the world? I'm beginning to wonder, Chris, if there wasn't some truth spoken there. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there is a degree of truth there, but I still think that it's kind of it's misdirection, because who is creating these Harvards? And the broader elements, you know, the same Harvard that creates terrorists there is being constructed here, and we're not talking about that. You know, these Wahhabist studies that are funded, that come with the mosque, that come with the imam, that are all part and parcel to the intelligence community, the same community that's creating the vacuum that is being filled by the militant factions over there, and then, you know, goading them into these P2OG meets R2P kind of actions that I've talked about, proactive preemptive operations group meets responsibility to protect, you know, this stimulating reactions posture where we're basically goading people into bad behavior. I think And we need to talk about that too. I think he needs to get to that. And who is the Harvard maker, so to speak? The Harvard of terrorism maker. Who created that? Because there was, as has been discussed by many folks, there was no Al-Qaeda presence in Iraq before our latest entry. Anyway, stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Welcome back. The final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, July 7, 2016. We're on the phones. We have John in Tennessee. And I think, John, I appreciate your point, and I think that, yeah, there was arguably some truth spoken there, but I think that we need to go a step above that and start talking about how the same institution, if you will, or coterie of organizations is responsible for creating all sides of a contrived conflict. How come no one's talking about that? Why isn't that like a broader discussion? You know what I mean?
Listen, man. I mean, Chris, people don't know their history. They don't understand what went on in the 80s. We funded and supported both sides of the Iraq-Iran war because it was money to be made, because there was a end result that was acceptable to this country, oil in the Middle East. Whether anyone realizes it or not, when you're selling aircraft to Iran and bombs to Iraq in the late 70s, and they fight a war in the 80s and kill one another with with armament and equipment that was brought from this country for money, then the American people can't figure out, and I'm not saying it was right for them to do it, if it was even true. We don't know how long this false flag terrorism's been going on with the barracks in Lebanon and the other things that were going on in the Middle East and the ships that have been attacked in the Persian Gulf. They have lied so much that we don't know what's true or not anymore. I look at the news and I hear something that's occurred, supposedly, and since I wasn't there and an eyewitness to it, knowing that they manufacture reality, they augment reality, they provide you with the facts that they want you to believe to be true.
Well, speaking of that, I think it's interesting that Michael Hayden's new book, Playing to the Edge, American Intelligence in the Age of Terror, was released in February of this year. In it, he talks about the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and he even mentions that it was false flag. It never happened. Certainly not the way that, you know, the original establishment narrative cast it. And we have, in the post-World War II era, the clandestine left-behind element represented best perhaps in Operation Gladio, and here in America now, Operation Gladio B, if you believe Sybil Edmonds. And we keep finding, essentially, that it's always false flag, in essence. And it's always with the same MO, the same elements, and always push for greater war. You know, there's the saber rattling, there's the call for greater violence and unifying the people around this call to go get some boogeyman somewhere far away. And it just results in more of the same.
Well, see, in the 90s, Chris, they came out and apologized to Kimmel and Short because of Pearl Harbor, because it's known now, and just because people don't believe it to be true, if they'll research it, it's known now that Japan was goaded in to an attack on Pearl Harbor.
Okay? Absolutely.
So then you take into consideration now that we're at the anniversary of Flight 800 20 years ago. And now they have had the story 15 different ways from Sunday of what happened with Flight 800. And turns out that if the truth's known, it was our own military, our own Navy, that fired a missile, just like 9/11, just like every other act. The Gulf of Tonkin didn't happen because Vietnam had no Navy. It was impossible.
Exactly. Yep.
World War II veterans now.
You in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.